VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to VoiceTube's pronunciation challenge.
What am I doing in this room? Did I come in here to get something, or...
What's up, VoiceTubers? My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to today's pronunciation challenge. I don't know if this ever happened to you guys.
你们有没有曾经想要做一件什么事情，或是拿一样东西，站起来走到那个地方之后，就忘记自己要去那边干嘛了？
Have you ever gotten up to do something and then forgot about it once you got there? It happens to me all the time. I used to think this had something to do with age, despite that I am obviously not that old. After today's video and some discussion with my friends, I realized that it is fairly normal for this to happen. It is definitely not about age.Today's video also provides some suggestions on how to improve your memory, including writing things down, which I think is a great tip. It helps me to remember whenever I write things down or maybe type things down. For more tips, watch the video. But before that, let's practice today's sentence. Numerous studies have shown that a life full of fun and friends comes with cognitive benefits. Okay, one more time, this time a little bit slower.Numerous studies have shown that a life full of fun and friends comes with cognitive benefits. 好，这就是今天的句子。接下来我们来看今天的 pronunciation tips。首先 numerous 可以分音节念 ，u 呢念 u 的音 ，nu 再来 mer numer。再来接上 R-O-U-S, numerous studies, 这边的 studies, 记得 I-E-S 要发出来 numerous studies have shown, 这边这个 shown, O-W-N, own, 记得要发鼻音 shown, that a life full of 可以做连音 full 的 L 跟 of 的 O 连在一起 full of fun and friends, 这边的 fun 跟 and 可以连在一起 fun and friends 那这个今天这个讲者呢是强调 fun 跟 friends 嘛所以可以放慢一点强调它 fun and friends comes with cognitive 可以分音节念第一个 I 呢念短的 e 的音 cogn 再来第二个 I 呢念有点像 e 跟 e 中间的音 cognitive benefits 也可以分音节念第一个 e 呢念短的 e 的音 be 再来第二个 e 呢念 e 的音 ben 最后加上 fits s 记得要发出来 benefits 好这就是今天的 pronunciation tips 最后我们把这句话再来念一遍Numerous studies have shown that a life full of fun and friends comes with cognitive benefits. Okay, guys, now it's time for today's vocabulary. The first vocabulary of the day is numerous. Numerous. Numerous 是形容词，意思是许多的，大量的。For example, your report contains numerous errors. You need to redo it.你的报告有很多错误，你必须重做它。那 numerous 这个字有很多的相似词，比如说 many， 但是如果你用 many 的话就 low 掉了，所以我们今天再补充更多有关于大量的相似词。Okay, for example, the first one, abundant 也是形容词，意思是大量的、充足的或是丰富的。来一个例句 ，There are abundant balloons here. Take as many as you like.这边有很多很多的气球，你要拿几个就拿几个。再来补充下一个 ，countless 是无数的、数不清的 ，count 就是数嘛 ，less 就是就有点像你没有办法数的意思，数不清。Okay, for example, I tried to apologize countless times. She just won't forgive me. 我试着道歉无数次了，她就是不肯原谅我。好，最后一个 copious。Copious 呢是大量的、丰富的或是过量的。For example, copious amounts of food and wine are on the table.
桌子上有大量的食物和红酒。好，那这几个单字呢，就是等同于 many 或者是 numerous。OK， 大家要记住咯。再来，我们来看下一个单字 cognitive。cognitive。cognitive 呢，也是形容词，意思是感知的、认知的或是认识力的。For example, as kids grow older, their cognitive processes become sharper. 小孩长大，他们的感知能力也会跟着变强。好，再来我们来看今天的最后一个单字 benefit。benefit。benefit 这个字还蛮难念的，多念几遍。benefit 是名词，意思是利益、好处或是优势。For example, lemon has multiple health benefits. It's a fruit full of nutrients. 柠檬对健康有很多帮助，它有很多的营养。那 benefit 除了当名词，它还可以当动词，意思是得益、受惠、使受益或是对什么什么有帮助。For example, the only one who can benefit from this situation is yourself. 唯一可以在这个情况下获利的人是你自己。那 benefit 如果当动词，通常后面会搭配 from， benefit from。 Okay guys, that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Share your experiences and funny stories on forgetting things if you have them. My name is Ingrid and I'll see you next time.